This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Fiat Chrysler announced a recall this morning. 4.8 million vehicles in the United States because drivers might not be able to turn off the cruise control on some Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram models. The company says the solution is to be found in a software update, suggesting, perhaps, that the problem was faulty software in the first place. Tesla, kind of the same thing this week. Consumer Reports said it couldn't recommend the Model 3 because it takes too long to stop from 60 miles an hour, so CEO Elon Musk said the company would push a software fix. So with our cars increasingly becoming rolling computers, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at the software and driver safety.
You know the term auto mechanic? It's a relic, says Tyler Hubbard, co-owner of I-70 Auto Service in Kansas City.
A mechanic is somebody who can probably change some parts on the vehicle, you know.
Hubbard says now a car can have 50 tiny computers inside or more.
We're technicians. The level of knowledge that these guys have to work on these vehicles, it amazes me on a daily basis.
Today, when a car rolls out of the plant, Hubbard says it's not really complete. That's because manufacturers keep updating the software to fine-tune the car or repair something. But Consumer Reports' Jake Fisher says those updates could go sideways.
The question is, when is the first time an automaker is going to make an update and maybe there's a software problem and they try to improve something and they make it worse?
Here's another thing. As cars become more reliant on computers and software, some people worry about the possibility that our Fords, Subarus, and Toyotas will become easy targets for hackers. NYU security expert Justin Kapos.
There's tremendous capability to go and do harm. This isn't something that's like kind of isolated to one automaker. It's really a large problem that has touched many parts of the industry.
Kapos says these automakers have already basically become software companies. And as we move towards cars that drive themselves, car companies have to hit the gas on the security and safety of their software. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.